Coffee Break Italian, Lesson 1, Bonus Episode. Buongiorno e benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Mark.
E io sono Francesca.
We're here to help you further with your Italian. In these bonus episodes, we're going to be presenting some additional vocabulary to help you take your language learning that bit further. And then I'll be testing you on some translation exercises. So you'll need to think about what you've learned and put it into practice. Allora, Francesca, come stai?
Sto bene, grazie. E tu, Mark?
Anch'io sto bene. I'm well too. Now, in lesson one, we've been focusing on asking the question, how are you? And you heard me asking Francesca that question there. Let's try repeating the question again. How are you?
Come stai?
As usual, we'll leave a space for you to repeat after Francesca. How are you?
Come stai?
There's also a formal version of this question. How do you say, how are you, formally?
Come sta?
Try that one more time.
Come sta?
Now, we learned a few answers to this question. We learned, I'm well.
Sto bene. Sto bene.
We also learned, I'm very well.
Sto benissimo. Sto benissimo.
And we also learned how to say, I'm bad or I'm feeling bad.
Sto male. Sto male.
In this bonus episode, we're going to be looking at some additional vocabulary, other ways of asking the question, and indeed other ways of answering the question. So there's another common way of asking how are you or how are things in Italian, and that would be...
Come va?
Listen again to Francesca.
Come va?
So you could answer exactly the same way to that question.
Come va, Mark?
Sto bene, grazie. So I'm saying I'm well, thanks, in response to Francesca's question, come va?
Come va, Mark?
Sto bene. Now, another phrase that's used very often in Italy is the expression tutto bene.
Tutto bene?
Literally, it means, is everything okay? And it's a lovely phrase because you can answer the question using the same expression. So I could ask, tutto bene?
Sì, tutto bene.
And listen to the intonation there, the way in which Francesca changes the pitch of her voice to answer the question. The question goes up the way, tutto bene? And the answer comes down.
Tutto bene.
So we can use tutto bene as a question or an answer. Now, there are two other phrases that we would like to teach you today that are linked to this idea of how are you, and they are alternative answers. If someone asks you the question, come stai, or come va, then one answer that you might want to give is, I am tired. Listen to how Francesca answers this question.
Sono stanca.
So that means I am tired. However, I would answer this question slightly differently. Let's listen to Francesca again.
Sono stanca.
I would say sono stanco. So I change the a ending to o. I say sono stanco.
Sono stanca.
I'm tired. Let's try that again. And if you're male, then repeat after me. If you're female, repeat after Francesca. Sono stanco.
Sono stanca.
And a very similar word or a similar situation is if you're ill. In that situation, you would say sono malato. Or if you're female,
sono malata.
And this O-A ending or the O-A ending is something that you'll come across very, very often in Italian.
It's now time for Mark to put your translation skills to the test.
Let's see how much you've learned in episode one. I'd like you to translate from English into Italian. Number one, I'm well today, or I'm feeling well today. So to say that in Italian, you would say, Sto bene oggi. I'm feeling well today, or just, I'm well today. Sto bene oggi. Number two. Translate into Italian. How are you? How are you in Italian is come stai. Now, in this bonus episode, you've also learned the formal version of this. So you could have said come sta. That's the formal version of how are you. Number three, translate into Italian. Hello, Francesca. How are you today? To say this in Italian, you would say, Ciao, Francesca. Come stai oggi? Ciao, Francesca. Come stai oggi? Number four, translate into Italian. My goodness, I'm feeling terrible. To say this in Italian, you could say, Mamma mia, sto malissimo. And one final translation, and this one's really tricky because it's using the bonus vocabulary from this episode, I would like you to translate into Italian. Today, I'm very tired. So let's split this one up. Today is oggi. We learned how to say I'm tired. And I'm tired has two translations depending on whether you are male or female. I would say sono stanco. If you're female, you say sono stanca. So today I'm very tired would be oggi sono molto stanco. Or if you're female, oggi sono molto stanca. Well done if you got that right. Allora, è tutto per oggi. Thank you for joining us on this bonus episode of Coffee Break Italian. We hope you've enjoyed it. We'll be back again soon with more Coffee Break Italian. In the meantime, I'll use a word that you're going to be learning in lesson two, and that is goodbye. Arrivederci.
Ciao.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.